SBS Radio.
Hindi laging madali ang paghingi ng tulong mula sa iyong pamilya. Maaring ito ay natural para sa mga pamilya na malapit sa isa't isa. Ngunit para sa iba, ito ay maaaring magmukhang nangangailangan. Ang lihim sa pagkuha ng suporta ay madalas na nangangailangan ng kaunting pagpaplano. Sa tampok na ulat ni Amit Shen Yuwang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ang 75 taong gulang na si Loretta ay sanay na siyang gumagawa ng lahat. Bilang tanging tagapag-alaga ng kanyang 81 taong gulang na asawa na mayroong Alzheimer, inaamin niya na may isang dahilan kung bakit ang paghingi ng tulong sa kanyang pamilya ay hindi madali.
Pride stops us from asking. I do ask if I absolutely have to, and they don't mind doing it, you know, they're pretty good. But I think, you know, that's admitting to yourself you're getting old and you don't manage so well.
Ang matinding pagsasarili o pagiging independyente ay nakatanim sa pag-iisip ng maraming baby boomer. Ayon kay Tanya Gawin, isang social worker mula sa Australian German Welfare Society sa Melbourne.
Generally, a trait of somebody who's lived all their lives independently and has also looked after themselves independently, which might be a German or European trait, but they definitely do not like asking for help.
Ang mga migrante ay madalas na umaasa sa kanilang mga anak na mag-alok ng tulong sa halip na direktang humingi sa kanila. Ipinaliwanag ito ng social worker mula Melbourne na si Anna Krishnan.
They don't directly ask for help, and sometimes they just kind of also feel that they might be putting extra burden on their children, or they may feel hurt that the child is not noticing distress or difficulty.
Isang typical na halimbawa ay pagrereklamo tungkol sa mga kumikirot na bahagi ng katawan o mga sakit sa halip na humiling na dalhin at magpatingin sa doktor.
What they're really hoping is that the children that they're staying with would like, oh, is your knee hurting? Do you think we need to see the doctor? They would just be expecting that to happen because that's what they would have done for their parents when they were younger.
Ayon sa psychologist na si Andrea Crane, ang paghingi ng tulong ay maaaring makatulong na maiwasan ang stress at pagkabalisa.
When they don't reach for the support that they need, they might develop depression and anxiety. It's like not having their needs met, so they get very frustrated and very low in mood. Sometimes they present it with anxiety feelings.
Ang paglapit sa iba para sa tulong ay hindi laging madali, lalo na kung ikaw ay sanay na ikaw ang nagbibigay ng suporta o tulong sa iba. Ayon kay Andrea Crane, ang pagiging totoo ay unang hakbang.
The very basic communication skill is to just sit there and be as clear as they can and as open as they can, right? Even though it's hard, with the support of specialists or the doctors, to get to the point where they can accept that they need that help and that they can communicate it without feeling that, you know, they're just stepping on boundaries.
Kung hindi likas sa'yo ang humingi ng tulong, marahil magsimula sa pamamagitan ng regular na pagkakaroon ng kalidad na oras kasama ng iyong mga mahal sa buhay tulad ng paglalakad o paggawa ng mga gawain ng magkasama.
The most important thing is that they can find that quality time with their family members to improve that communication, right? So it will be to just try to find that time to spend with them and to just, you know, deal with daily situations where they can.
Ayon kay Anna Krishnan, ang mga hakbang upang makaiwas sa sakit ang pinakamahusay na kasanayan.
For example, a regular medical checkup every 3 months or every 4 months, so the parents don't have to ask to be taken to the doctor, but if it's done regularly, then these things can be addressed before they become big issues.
Ang pananalapi ay maaaring maging isang partikular na mapag-usapan o pagtalunan para sa mga pamilya. Maraming nakakatandang migrante ay malamang na ipagkatiwala ang kanilang mga panghabang buhay na ipon sa kanilang mga anak. Maaaring nasa panganib na mawala sa kanila ang kanilang kalayaan sa panlalapi. Iminungkahi ni Krishnan na magtakda ng mga paglilipat ng pera o bank transfer upang mayroon kang regular na pera na pumapasok sa iyong account.
So that way they don't feel like they have to ask their children for their own money, but they do have that financial independence.
Ang ina ni Loretta ay 20 taon na nakatira kasama ng kanyang pamilya hanggang sa pumanaw ito sa gulang na 71. Ngunit hindi niya inaasahan na gagawin din ito ng kanyang mga anak.
So at the moment I can still drive and while I can still drive and get around, that's fine. I haven't made any arrangements for when I can't. I have to be honest.
sbs.com.au